Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All of the deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan have been tragic, both of our troops, the contractors, and the Iraqis and Afghans. All the criminals that ran the attacks and set all this up, get powerful and rich off of everything that's happening, increase their control. NFL player Pat Tillman, who left the league to join Army Rangers and fight the war on terrorism, has been killed in Afghanistan. 27-year-old, in the heyday of his career, was angry about the terrorist attacks, and I'm angry at the people that did the terrorists. Well, we're fighting them right now in the info war. He was conned by them and went and gave his life for them. That is so sad. I mean, I revere him and think, you know, this is a person who gave up a lot of courage, all the stardom, everything, but then got killed for a fraud. What do you think about this? What do you think about him saying don't show flag-draped coffins, but they'll show dead people hanging off bridges to make you angry and show no respect, but then don't show coffins with flags, something we've always done, something the Soviets wouldn't allow their people to see the dead? We'll get into that, a bunch of other news on the police state, the economy. Right now, the toll-free number for you to join us is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Now I'm really going to accelerate into your phone calls. So please have your questions, your comments ready. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Colorado. Dan, go ahead.
Alex Jones?
Yes.
I wanted to elaborate on the last caller's question about a college student infiltrating the Skull and Bones. The Secret Parts of Fortune is a book written by Ron Rosenbaum, and he lived across the street from the Skull and Bones Temple.
Well, Ron Rosenbaum, we interviewed him. He was one of the top writers and editors at the New York Observer in 2001, and he got video of one of the satanic rituals, and he basically staked the place out for 6 months.
Yeah, and he did a whole chapter on Skull and Bones and the Secret Parts of Fortune, one of his books, and it talked all about 322, the grave robbing, and all that bad stuff.
It's admitted foreign countries come and ask for the body parts back they've stolen from foreign graveyards. I mean, they drink wine and blood out of skulls. They do a bizarre sexual rituals in coffins. This is all admitted. That's our Christian conservative leader, George W.
Yeah. Another thing, I really wanted to thank you for using anonymous servers. I pinged you guys yesterday, and you're unpingable, which I thought was really cool.
Well, for those, I'm a troglodyte when it comes to technology, but Dwayne Kutz is just a genius, and the systems we use to run our servers and for the services and at Infowars.net for those that want internet service, it really is great. And but you sound like a computer guy. Are you saying our security's real good?
Yeah. Watertight, man.
It has to be. We've had the NSA attack us and stuff. We've even tracked it back to them before. So does not kill us only makes us stronger, my friend.
That's right. I did have one question. If I wanted to get copies of, say, the Northwoods document or the Doomsday Bill or WI-19, can I get those off of InfoWars?
Yeah, you can get W-199i news articles about it in a few pages that the BBC released. They were threatened by the White House not to release the others. You can get the Northwoods plan. We have a PDF file copy. You can also link through to the National Security Archives and get a copy.
Okay.
That's in the 9/11 archive of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
All right, thanks.
You'll have to wade through 600 articles. I think it's more than that now on the Prison Planet when there's only like 200 on InfoWars. All right, but it's all tab-marked according to subsection, so just take a few minutes, spend some time. Let's go ahead and go to break here, and we'll come back and go straight back to your calls. Please stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Friday, wide open phones, whatever you want to talk about. I've been focusing in on the government with its staged cameramen showing dead Americans hanging up from bridges and saying, oh yeah, show it to everybody, but then at the same time, saying don't show the coffins that are flag draped. Now, in the past, we were a free country. They did show that. But in the last few years, Clinton actually started it about 6 years ago, they stopped that. But now they run reporters off from Arlington, and they've been covering up the numbers of dead. And now they're trying to go around harassing people, saying take the photos down. Very serious violation of the First Amendment. Let us go back to the calls. Let's talk to Dave in Texas, then Ben, Ron, Chip, Dave, and others. Dave, go ahead.
Loved one.
Okay, tell you what, put him on hold. I'm going to ask him again to go ahead and turn his radio off or whatever he's doing. Now, Dave, we're going to try to go back to you. Dave, do you have your radio off? Okay, just let him go. I'm sorry, Dave, you can call back later when you got your radio off. Ben in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Earlier you were talking about the... You're discussing the LBJ tapes and the Gulf of Tonkin incident?
Yes, sir.
Is that on... Where can I find the audio of that?
Okay, I told this story... You know what? I'll tell you what. Stephanie, can you find that we aired 3 weeks ago? Can you find that in my in the file up there?
Yeah, I was listening to that show, and I had to... I was in my van at work, and I had to leave, and I missed that just by a couple minutes, man.
Well, you know, it's hard to understand because it's old low-quality tapes that they released from the... library here in Austin.
That's what I thought. It's from the LBJ over there by UT.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Stephanie, can you find that for me, please? The LBJ clip. Okay. We'll play it later.
Cool.
Now, let me tell you, because you asked a question, let me give you the answer.
Go ahead.
The Associated Press, about 8 months ago, when they released 40,000, what was it, 40,000? It's 4,000 hours. I've got the article somewhere in the stack from a month ago over there. They released thousands and thousands of hours. Now, I want to say 40,000 hours. I get it. It's just a massive amount of hours.
Right. My neighbor actually works at the library, and she's on top of it, and she's interested in it. She's trying to find the clip for me.
Okay, well, let me just finish. Oh, that'd really be nice, because let me explain something.
Go.
8 months ago, I remember seeing the Associated Press, and they found the tape, and they gave the quote where LBJ got mad at McNamara later and said, "You guys are manipulating me. Our ships never were attacked."
Right.
And about a couple weeks ago, I was up late at night doing research, about 2 a.m., and C-SPAN said, "Listen to the LBJ tapes, a 2-hour, 45-minute sample." And it said that among the tapes were some of his Gulf of Tonkin discussions. So
right.
I sat there for hours, and about 20 minutes in or something, he talked about Gulf of Tonkin, not the AP quote that was specific, because I can't find it in, you know, these tens of thousands of hours, however many. It's just years of these tapes.
Right, yes.
Because it's not just LBJ, it's Pentagon discussions, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the top senators. I mean, this is all, LBJ had all this stuff being recorded, with these spy tapes. It's not just LBJ they're releasing. And
right.
I want to dig the article out. It's still on C-SPAN. It's one of their feature things. I want to say 40,000 hours, but my mind's failing because I had 2 hours sleep. Normally, I'd have the actual number for you, but I'm not sure about that. So I found a new clip, and it's a few days after the attack, and they talk about how to handle Congress and the media, and then he asked him, he says, "Well, were the ships attacked?" Because supposedly, you know, way out in the Gulf.
Right, there's commotion, but there's no concern.
Well, let me just finish. Right. Way out in the Gulf, supposedly, destroyers were attacked and all this, and then McNamara gets real quiet and he goes, those islands up in there, there were some gunboats riding around. I mean, that's all he could say,
right.
And then later, LBJ in a later tape that we can't find, but AP did and quoted, he gets mad and says, "You guys lied to me, and this never happened." So that shows how they manipulate presidents, but go ahead.
Let me just shoot off a paragraph from 1984, and I'll let you go, man. It's a great book. The party said that Oceania had never been in alliance with Eurasia. He, Winston Smith, knew that Oceania had been in alliance with Eurasia as short a time as 4 years ago, but where did that knowledge exist? Only in his own consciousness, which in any case will be annihilated. If all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, and if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. Reality control, they called it, in newspeak, doublethink. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, and because you brought that up, I'm now trying to find the ABC News story. It got picked up by some major Canadian papers where Barbara Bush said, "Why should I care about all the body bags, you know, and let it affect my beautiful mind?" An insane, arrogant statement. This is from a woman that said, "If you mess with my family, talk bad about my children, you're dead." I mean, this is a lunatic. And she said it on national TV. They got the video clip online. She says it. Well, they've gone back to the ABC transcript in the article, and they omitted it. And they have Sawyer ask her the question, and then it says, "No answer." And we've got that at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And Rumsfeld's been caught falsifying transcripts and changing presidential transcripts. I mean, they're doing it. They're doing it. Bush says scripted. They changed it to unscripted. Very interesting. Stephanie, did you find that clip? Did you find the clip, Stephanie, of LBJ? Okay, we'll air that later. Don't let me forget to air it. Thanks. Now, we got to go quicker now. These calls are all great and bring important points, but I got to get to more of you. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I heard you last night on George and Uri. That was great. You know, it made me think of something, a little anecdote I wanted to tell you for a long time, and I keep forgetting. About 15 years ago, and this is before, I guess when I was in ignorance, I wasn't quite as aware of what was going on. I saw a movie, a black and white movie from 1947. And it was strange. Now I look back at it, I realize the producer, this movie was probably trying to send a message from the wilderness even way back then. And it was about the end of World War II in Europe. So there was an SS high official, and he was in a room with other SS officers who were below him. So the fall of the Reich was just about inevitable. He gathered them up, and he said, listen, I have to let you men know that we served a higher power than Hitler. And they were like, what are you talking about? He was the highest authority here and everything. He says, no, there were men in the world that were behind him, he says, who were powerful. However, I must say, he was our greatest creation, and he succeeded even beyond our wildest expectations. And that guy and the rest of the SS men saluted Hitler. Like, they were proud of him, like a father would be proud of a son who got a good report card or something. And, you know, he told them that they would have to be integrated into this movement. And at the time, I'm saying, what is this gibberish? What is this guy talking about? Higher power than Hitler at that time in Germany and all. What is this? Now I realize what he was talking about. He was talking about, I guess, the Illuminists of the New World Order.
Well, it's admitted that the big banks publicly praised Hitler, presidents praised Hitler, prime ministers did. They set him up to do that. He was part of the Thule Society, the German Skull and Bones. And he was set up to do that. Thanks for the call.
Could you
Sorry, I cut you off. I would have let you finish. Chip in Colorado. Chip, go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Welcome.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to thank you real quick for waking me up to the New World Order. I picked up some of your videos, and I just finished Order Out of Chaos by Paul Watson. And everyone out there, you've got to get that book and get copies of it, send it out to your friends, family. It's amazing.
But anyway, thank you.
Just real quick, a couple quick questions. Last night I heard you on George Norrie as well, and you had made a comment about Mozart and how he at one point was in to the Illuminati, and you had mentioned how he eventually woke up to that, if I'm not mistaken, and he wrote a piece called The Magic Flute.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could just expound on that. Where did you read this information?
Well, there's a guest I intend to get on who's done a lot of research on it, but I had read papers on it as well. I don't have them here in front of me. But you can also watch the play, the opera, and it goes through the Illuminati, the New World Order, how it's controlled. There are famous paintings hanging in the Louvre of the Rainbow Lodge, which was one of the top Illuminati lodges in the world, in France. With Mozart there at the meeting, and it goes through some of the things that are in historical books of what he told his family. You know, I'm going to get killed, I'm going to be murdered for what I've done, because he gave out some of their secrets in the Magic Flute that was his final symphony, final opera. And there's a lot of other facets to it. And when you watch Eyes Wide Shut, they play the Magic Flute in the background. And then it shows a newspaper, you know, saying, you know, am I going to get killed for this? That's the headline. When Tom Cruise goes in this restaurant, in this bar, and there's the whole film is about that. It's kind of a redo of that, and it gets into a lot of very complex esoteric symbology and numerology, but it's all there. And it's clear that they poisoned him. In fact, there was major news articles written right after he died saying he'd been murdered because he'd angered secret society.
Very interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Wow, I'm going to have to research that more. Anyway, at the interviews last night, the roundtable discussion, that was awesome. It was really great. And just another quick question, I'll let you go. Is Jim Mars any relation to Tex Mars, who you've interviewed before?
You know, I talked to Tex about that, and they've talked, and they believe they're very distant relations.
Okay. Do you believe Jim Mars to be a reliable resource on the New World Order?
I think he's a nice guy, and he's good on the Patriot Act and stuff, but I think he gets off into, you know, some of the more glamorous speculation that I don't cover, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, and God bless you, sir.
You bet. And you know what? I should get Jim on the show. We should talk about all that. I just, you know, stick with stuff I can prove. All right, we'll come back, and we'll go to Dave and others that are holding. We're going to, you know what? I'm going to take 4 calls in the next segment. 4 calls so we can get to everybody else. We're just going to bam, bam, bam. You all get 1 minute. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You want the videos of the books? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I love your calls because it takes us in so many different directions. It's intriguing. Let's go to Dave in Texas. David, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Yes. The 30th of June, 1934, is a night of long knives in which the brown shirts were executed by the black shirts. Himmler took over then.
That was the night of the long knives.
And we're going to have June 30th, 2004, give over sovereignty to Iraq.
Well, they're not giving over sovereignty. They appointed a 300-plus member puppet regional governorship, and now they're going to appoint more governors, and there's no election, no nothing. It is a complete fraud. The troops stay there. But if they just say that it's a handover, it must be one.
Yeah, but 70 years after the fact. Have you read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by William Scherer?
Yes, I have, and I've read Order of the Death's Head by Heinz Hobel.
And then you've read Mein Kampf, of course.
Yes, I've read The Struggle.
Thanks much, Alex. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, you gotta understand history. That's what I, back when I had time for many years before I even started this talk show, let's not exaggerate, probably 100 history books, Roman history, British history, World War II, World War I, learned a lot of different perspectives, angles. Let's, in those history books, let me tell you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Brett in Washington. Brett, go ahead.
Alex, I'm going to give you my question, and then I'll hang up and I'll listen for your answer over the airways. Question is this. These tracking devices on our vehicle, number one, how do we know, how can we tell if we have them? Number two, if we do have them, how can we disenable it or uninstall it? God bless you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. About 9 years ago, I started getting industry magazines mailed to me as soon as I got on air by truck drivers and others about these in the ignition system, this tracking computer that tracked how fast they drove, what they did, a record of it. And then over the last 8 years, all new cars have it. It was a federal standard, not a law that you say it's a standard. And it is wired directly through the ignition. And whereas before you could just replace it with something, it's built in. So there's, I'm told there's ways that they can reprogram it or shut it off, but we should have somebody on about that. And then what happens is you're going 75 and the speed limit's 70, and this has happened. And a deer runs out in front of you, and you flip your car, and it kills your wife. And accidents happen. And we all know we do it. This could happen to any of us. And, you know, your wife would have died if you'd have been going 70. But if you're going 5 miles over the speed limit, they will charge you with murder. And you will get years in prison. They're doing it. I mean, I see a story about it every week, somebody being convicted with these. And they've been convicting people for 5 years with it. Now, in those ports, they have a plug-in for a satellite tracker box that's $25 to $50, depending on the model. The states are going to make you pay for it when you get your tags and start taxing and tracing you. Special federal plan. People didn't believe it 4 or 5 years ago when I warned you. Now Oregon and others have said they want to start doing it. Federal operation, so better deal with that, too. Let's go ahead and go to Gabe in Texas. Gabe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
I just want to mention you were just talking about history. You know, it seems that we all thought about Waco, that we just had an anniversary. And I noticed none of the mainstream news covered any of the anniversary issue. And it's just ridiculous. And I think maybe we should do a little bit more, or you can just mention it to the listeners, so we don't forget. We don't forget that tank driver who drove that tank into that building.
Yeah, well, yeah, they didn't just drive it into it. They demolished, over 800 square feet at the back. And there's video of the bodies cut in half as they ran over people they'd shot.
This was a seminal event in our history, Alex. And as far as I know, us at the Liberated Space were the only ones who talked about it in the media. And I think we really need to indict the tank drivers. That's an event that we can say, why were the tank drivers never indicted?
Well,
we can never forget that.
We mentioned Waco on this broadcast.
I must have not caught that, Alex.
Yeah.
But to me, man, that's like one of the most, the seminal events in the New World Order's takeover.
Well, it is horrible.
You know, like, right in your inner face. Eliminating the Posse Comitatus Tennis Act, having the special forces work with the local police. I mean, this was a test case. Some people shut me down and saying, I think this was an actual them testing the waters to see, you know, what they could get away with.
And no, it obviously was.
The
psychological warfare test. Thanks for the call. More calls coming up.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day is coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
You've asked for them and now they're here. Hello folks, Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, my friends. Before I go back to Andrea and Joanne and Dan and Mick and many others that are patiently holding, the toll-free number, by the way, to join us is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get about 10, 15 more calls, and before this broadcast ends, I do have a few other news items I will hit. Before I do that, though, look, it's one thing to sit here and talk about all these issues, but you need to know them. You need to research them. You need to check it out for yourself. And then you need to educate others, because that's where the fight's really at. If we move against the New World Order, they will fail. If we just sit here and twiddle our thumbs, we're going to be dehumanized. We're going to be fed on by these sadistic control freak, scientifically crafted predators. Now, I've made 10 films. America Destroyed by Design, the UN takeover, the national parks, Oklahoma City, the thumb scanning, the biometrics. It's a great video. America Wake Up or Waco. Speaking of Waco, it's got all the footage we put together and the work on rebuilding the Branch Davidian Church. I'm not a Branch Davidian, but we built a memorial. The volunteers did, and I spearheaded that, and you can certainly get that video. It's a good video. Then there's Police State 2000, the Marines trained to take your guns from California to Maryland. the foreign troops, the Delta Force black helicopter raids in Texas, the news articles, the video of it happening, burning buildings, the police chief in San Antonio throwing them out for attempted bribery. It goes on and on and on. A police state to the takeover, with the feds hiring provocateurs in Seattle and staging that event to attack the peaceful protesters. That's the first 30 minutes. Then it gets into more urban warfare training and the FEMA camps and the schools being turned into prisons. It's a great video. I mean, these are all very informative, cutting-edge stuff. I mean, I made the first video in 97. It's more pertinent, more powerful today. It's just all confirmed. And then, of course, there's Police State 3 Total Enslavement that I just made about 9 months ago. And Matrix of Evil, about 4 or 5 months old. Incredible films. On 9-11, there's 9-11, The Road to Tyranny. Part 2 of that, The Masters of Terror. You'd have both these videos. The book I wrote, 9-11, Descent into Tyranny, 220-something pages, $12. Paul Watson's 320-page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. These are great tools. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The occult rituals caught on video in Northern California. We snuck in there and got it. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Link through to our secure, safe online shopping cart. Peruse the pro-gun t-shirts, the videos, the books and videos by other authors and researchers, the books on tape by George Humphrey. The toll-free number to order all these items is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I authorize you, I beg you, to get them, make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes, to air them on Access TV, to show them to your church, to show them to your VFW hall, to show them to your high school class. Please take action. These are waking up 90% of the people that see them. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to the calls and just blitzing through the calls. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, call right in. Let's talk to who's up first here? Amanda in Texas. Amanda, go ahead.
Hi. First question, what's the story on the NASARA? National Economic Security and Reformation Act?
Yeah, it's a complete fraud.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, now more than 3 years ago, it was put out that everything's fine. The government really gave you the Constitution back. In a year, it's all going to come back. Don't mind all this police state stuff. There's really a group of white knights fighting, so go back to sleep. Everything's fine. It's just made-up bill. Isn't real legislation. You can read it. It's like it was written by a 10-year-old. And then every year when it doesn't pass, oh, it's next year. Things are stalled. Things are, it's total pie in the sky. I mean, look at the reality of the Patriot Acts. Look at the police state, Homeland Security. Look at all the things that are happening, and then they're over there telling you the opposite. It's a total fraud.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And then secondly, I've heard you say that you think that there might be something looming in the next 10 months as far as another act of terrorism. And my question is, you talk about the fake terror threat. What's the difference between the actual clues that you're seeing that are showing you that there's going to be, you know, more terrorist acts and the actual fake terror threats that are put out in the media?
That's a very complex question. I mean, it's like, have you ever stood on a ridge and looked down at a beautiful scene of mountains and rivers and lakes?
Yeah.
And then, let me ask you, of course, I'm seeing a horrible scene, but I'm using an example of a beautiful scene. Describe to me that image.
Okay, you're looking on a ridge, seeing mountains and lakes and rivers?
Yeah, I mean, detail it for me.
Okay,
describe it in fine detail.
I get what you're saying.
Well, no, I mean the point is that you know, people ask police, back when we had real police, what is police work? You know, it's not just a feel. It's taking all the data, using the mind God gave us, and weighing it, integrating it, going off past activities. It's more than that. I mean, here's an example. I got on TV and radio July 25th and did it for a month straight and said, call the White House, call Congress. This is in July of 2001. They're going to use bin Laden. They're going to use him as the patsy, probably going to attack the World Trade Center, and they're going to get a big police state out of it. Call the White House, call Congress, tell them don't do it.
Right, I saw the tape.
Yeah, so and that's in Masters of Terror. I mean, you know, we put a clip of myself on TV doing a 2.5-hour special broadcast on it. And I did it on radio, and the listeners may have heard that. But the point is that I saw CFR members on TV laughing, the terrorists are about to come, we're going to take your rights, ha-ha, bin Laden. Suddenly they were showing us bin Laden. You know, suddenly, here's the bad guy, he's about to get you, brace for attacks on a question of if and when, we're going to take your rights, prepare for it. Then I saw CFR member Gary Hart and Warren Redman giggling and laughing on Hardball that, ooh, big buildings, big trouble, there's going to be troops. Oh, New York, oop, up. I saw him doing that, and just 1,000 other indicators and pieces of data and different public training manuals I was getting and what they were saying. I knew the feds tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 93. That was admitted, just swept under the rug. And so just with all that integrated information and 1,000 other pieces of data, I was able to do that. Now, because the globalists are confused and kind of in a helter-skelter, pell-mell bedlam, I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I know they already wanted to go ahead with bigger attacks. Thanks for the call. But we've been exposing them. And frankly, I can learn a lot from watching television, and I should. It's a vice that I don't watch it. It's such a pleasure and watch no more than an hour of television a week. Just to read the transcripts of what they say, I can do it a lot quicker and not have to look at the smirking psychopaths. It's hard for me to look at the killers, who I know are murderers, standing up there as our saviors. You know, it's like a serial killer pulling up to the police news conference when they're looking for whoever, has killed all these people, and he's got 5 bodies in his trunk, and I know the globalists have the bodies in the trunk. Then I have to watch them, be commended by the police as a good citizen helping fight the serial killer. You know, and the person smells of rotten flesh. I mean, I just can't look at them anymore. The smirking, the just all of it. You know, the winking, the smacking, the giggling, the lying. So I don't have as clear a view because I just can't. I get a lot more when I watch. It's just too infuriating. I get hypertension, basically. Start screaming at the television. I just can't do it. I just cannot look at the demons. I just can't do it. Let's go ahead and talk to Joanne in Colorado. Joanne, go ahead.
Yes, I do have a couple of your films, Matrix of Evil and Total Enslavement, Police State 3. What I was calling about is I watched you both times you were on Coast to Coast. A lot of times they run that double. Last night you were on from Colorado time from 11 to 3, and then they showed they had you stay on till 4. You were actually on till 5 because they did the first hour you were on.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm hoping the next people that came in that station got to listen to you. So that's all I wanted to tell you.
Okay, well, thank you so much,
okay.
Joanne.
Okay, good luck.
You bet. Dan in New Hampshire, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, Alex, a couple things here. The whole deal with North Korea, it seems kind of just fishy. It does, there was like a Chinese train there that got blown up in the blast. I'm reading it right here on the news. They just reported it, finally released it to the public. Just sounds too much like they have their own little disaster, like he wanted his own. Kim Jong did. I don't know.
Know if that's the case because he's already got total control and wants to look invincible. They're at a higher level of domination where they don't need to create crises to get more control. He's got the control. He went to Beijing, had a meeting with the communist leadership while Dick Cheney was in town having meetings with the leadership about arms control. And it looks like he didn't play ball. That's what my hunch is. He then goes
right
back, and suddenly it blows up and kills 3,000 people and throws wreckage, 12 miles. Stinks to high heaven. Doesn't sound like a natural gas explosion either.
Yeah, and the other thing about the Illuminati, my brother and I read this book about, it was the Illuminati's trilogy by Robert Wilson, and he brought up something my brother did about the red and white, and he noticed it in logos, like different logos of companies that we've always like not purchased from those companies, you know, like tobacco, certain fast food restaurants, and we've always thought that was a good way to like help not give them money, even though, you know, they already owned it all anyway.
But, well, you're right. They're into symbology, and most,
I mean, like,
of corporate...
you know, a lot of that food's poison, you know, because their mission is to poison and kill people, right? I mean, they're out to lead it down to the 500 million or whatever they want.
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
I understand about it.
Good to hear from you. Mick in Arizona. Mick, go ahead. You're on the air, Mick.
Did it? Alex?
Yes.
I'm just wondering, out of all those millions of people listening to you on Coast to Coast, is anybody calling up disagreeing?
One lady said, I'm at Fort Bragg, I'm a sergeant, and I don't think we should show the coffins with the flags. It's disrespectful. And I said, wait a minute, that is respect to have the flag and to show it. And I said, we're not showing the dead bodies. I said, why'd the government show the bodies hanging from the bridge? You know, why do they do all, you know, I said, the Soviets covered up their coffins coming back. Or should we be the Soviets? And then she basically agreed with me. So, no one really called disagreeing.
They showed those bodies taken from the bridge to infuriate us into action against their enemies again. And, hey, you did an excellent job, a superb job interviewing Conrad Chase, you know, the nightclub owner in Barcelona. The one,
yeah, the CEO of Applied Digital says we'll all have to have a chip as a global ID, and you'll have to have a chip to have a gun, police included. And then all of a sudden it came out in the news 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Hey, but with all the mercury in the vaccines and aluminum in the water and fertilizers and fluoride, and we're all either going to have Alzheimer's or be autistic, so we're going to need the chips, Alex, so the government can look after us.
I hear you, my friend. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Mass. Dave, go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. I watched one of your videos about 2 months ago. I ordered the complete set. I went out and got myself five VCR recorders. They're all stacked up. I'm reproducing these things, and the scales are dropping here in Massachusetts where the revolution started. And they're going to, just distribute these things until I drop. The results I've seen are amazing. People are impressed with the fact that everything's documented. They can go online, look up the Northwood Papers, look up everything that you talk about. I just want to commend you, encourage you, and thank you for the great work you do, my friend.
Well, I want to thank you, Dave, and thank you for the call. We'll keep you on longer, but your phone was just abhorrent. But thank you. I commend you for what you're doing. Steve in Tennessee. Steve, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. You had Mr. Skolnick on a while back, and caught the end of the program there where you were talking about the Beatles and the organization in England who actually backed their success.
Yeah, the Tavistock Institute, big mind control operation.
What exactly? How did that come about? Did they just go out and find the Beatles? Or
well, we don't know exactly what they did with the Beatles and how they used it as part of a cultural shift, but we do know that the Tavistock Institute was involved promoting them. The Tavistock is, it admitted, giant mind control operation run by MI5.
That is interesting. I was watching a repeat of a Paul McCartney concert in Moscow where he was really kissing up to Putin there, so I brought this to mind. Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate that call. When we come back, I'm going to air this LBJ clip. It's not the best audio, where he says, well, did our ships get attacked? And McNamara goes, well, there was some gunboats up by some islands classified. And then later it did come out, we haven't listened to the thousands of hours where he yells at McNamara and says, you know, you guys, our ships were never attacked a few days after that. You heard that caller from Massachusetts or Tusits, who said he's got my videos, making copies, getting them, you know, great response. A lot of so-called patriot videos will make claims but don't document it. So every time I say something, literally four or five mainstream articles zooming in on the text, we show it to you. And you say, well, I thought the mainstream media lies. Well, what they do is they tell you the truth, but then spin it. It's like Monday where they go, oh, there were drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Wow. But then they focused on some little side drill that got canceled 5 months before 9/11, not the drill on 9/11 that was used to have NORAD stand down, quote, it's a drill, for the drill 2 years before where they carried out the drill. You see, and then they just talk about how it's a mistake, and well, the White House wasn't aware, and this is the type of thing they do. So in the videos, I mean, they're educational, but they're also entertaining, dynamic, frightening, you know, all those words applied, and people do watch them. A film like Police State 3 Total Enslavement, I would recommend that you watch it in three or four parts, because it's 2 hours, 44 minutes long, and it's really three or four films in one. And, you know, take notes, go online, check out the articles. Every article that we've got in these films is on the website. If you ask how to find it, just write down the headline, type that into the search engine, you'll find it on another website, the newspaper it originally came from. So, you know, check out what we do. Check out what we're saying. I want you to find out it's true. Trust but verify, as the president would say. I agree with that. You know, you can trust me, but please check it out. Because I want you to find out I'm telling you the truth. I want you to find out that I'm doing the best job I can. I want you to find out that you know, this is documented so you can make the right decisions in your life.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Be sure and join us on the shortwave at 3210, all 3 hours, and on your local AM and FM stations. Right now, let me go ahead. Now, again, the Associated Press listened to all these thousands of hours. They found a clip where LBJ gets mad at McNamara and says, "Hey, you know, you guys, this never even happened." Well, I listened to just a couple hours of it and found this. And this is another clip that hasn't been reported on, I guess, other than here, where it's days after, and he's like, "Well, were our ships attacked?" He's talking to McNamara about how to manipulate the media and Congress, and he goes, "Well, were our ships attacked? You know, they claim that these ships were out fighting our destroyers, way out in the Gulf of Tonkin." He goes, "Well, no, up in one of the rivers, by these by some islands, there were some gunboats driving around." I mean, well, what? In North Vietnam. And I'm not for the North Vietnamese people. I'm just pointing out how they use problem, reaction, solution to get us into this. So go ahead and hit that clip.
All right. I do think that if you have a press conference today, you're going to get questions on the claim that of the North Vietnamese that their strike on the 2nd against the Maddox was retaliation for U.S. participation in the strike of July 31 against the Maddox. And I called back this morning and asked him to write a specific question to this. This is a very delicate subject, and that you say categorically that U.S. forces did not participate, they were not associated with any alleged incident of that kind. They weren't even in the area at that point. They didn't enter the area until 2 days later.
Is this outgrowth of John's briefing?
Well, I don't know whether it's an outgrowth of his briefing, but it's an outgrowth of a lot of conversation here. It's been more in the press on this subject. I think it's one that you have to disassociate yourself from and certainly not admit that any such incident took place, but neither should you get in a position of denying it, because the North Vietnamese have asked the ICC to come in there and examine the site, and it would be very unfortunate if they develop proof that you, in effect, had misstated the case.
Well, did the South Vietnamese launch an attack that period?
On the night of the 30th and continuing into the morning of the 31st, the Vietnamese ran one of these patrol boat raids against these two North Vietnamese islands. It was part of that covert operational plan. It was what John was alluding to when he talked to the leaders, and either they or someone else was making a statement to the press about this. And the New York Times, rather, the Washington Post, if I remember correctly, has quite an article on it. Well, there's several. Here's one on the Post. Had an incident re-examined. Miscalculation theory weighs in Viet crisis. This is an emerging market. People found it today that it's now probably a reprisal action by North Vietnam. And then another article someplace inside the paper on the same subject. It seems quite clear that there's a lot of talk being given to this. I'm sure you'll get a question on it. So Frank will get that written to suggest an answer down to you.
All right, folks. Sorry, no more time. Let's just take a call. Rusty in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to your radio talk show for a couple of weeks on the internet, and on one of the internet shows that came on after your program, they were talking about how the 757 that hit the Pentagon managed to completely shrink into a tent pole, and all the wreckage disappeared. And there's all these pictures. I was wondering if you ever had that on your show.
Yeah, it's on the websites, too. Clearly, something's going on there as well.
Yeah, it does. Like, called the powerhour.com.
Yeah, Dave and Joyce, they're on this network. Hey, listen, I'm out of time. I appreciate the call. Yeah, we've got all that at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Have a great weekend.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you... solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes. In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-res resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438.